You're listening to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. And this is hour two of March the 30th, 2024's show. And I've been speaking to Hope, will be the next generation of truthers to do, to carry on this fight, Mr. Kevin Pearson, for the first hour. And now I'm joined by Casey Whalen and Sam Bushman, want to cover an incident that happened in northern Idaho. And I've seen the, it's, you can see the this video and audio is on Casey Whalen's Twitter page. The night, this, like, there was a 911 call, and there was this, first there was this news conference that just blew it up, these people, the NGOs up there. And it just seems to me that this could have been a manufactured incident from what I saw. And are you with me, Casey? Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. I guess so. You could try that. We'll do that first. It's, they didn't, I don't think they heard. Yeah. Sorry, folks. It's live radio. You know, we have some technical problems sometimes, but I'll go on and describe some of the incident. They had a press conference talking about how this horrible hate incident happened during the NCAA women's basketball tournament. This guy from University of Utah called in, and they made a report, and then this report was enough to have this big news conference and peg everything. I mean, it's just, it just seems to me that if this really happened, more people would have seen it than this guy. There'd be film of it. And it was just people that claimed people were riding up and down the road and, you know, say, screaming racist things at some of the players. And, you know, it really does stink. The whole story pretty much does. And hey, okay, Casey, can you hear me on in Skype? We couldn't hear you in the other, on the other line. Are you with us now? Oh, okay. All right. We're having connection difficulties, folks. I apologize for that. We'll try to get that worked out here. Called, this guy made a call, and he claimed that the people had in, you know, northern Idaho there, I forgot the exact town, but that they had ridden up and down the road and harassed the people, and then said that apparently they waited for 2 hours while they were in there eating, and then came and did it again. But there's discrepancies in what he said, and it's just, and the fact that this guy who called the 911, his name was listed when they went for the freedom. Why would they give out his name? I mean, if there's an ongoing investigation, they're going to give out the person's name. It just, whole thing really seemed like it was manufactured to me. And I don't have.
Is there any video footage of happening?
Yes, it's on. Yes, it's on Twitter. It's on the Twitter. Not of it happening. No, just of the, there's video footage of the police officer taking the report, and then there's a audio recording of the 911 call, and also, of course, there's video footage of the press conference that these groups gave. I mean, we've covered this before. I've covered this a lot with Casey, and then Blackbird 9 talks about how these kinds of things happening right there up in Boone, North Carolina, to these Marxist groups that came in right after 9/11, and it's just, they definitely are. Frederick calls them slime mold, and I think that's an apt description of what's been going on. And then they're going to fix northern Idaho, you know, because it's too white, it's too independent. Anything that stands up against these people, they just try to destroy. And that's, I hope we can get to that.
Have you heard of the Idaho Tribune?
Pardon me, say that?
Heard of the Idaho Tribune?
Yes, that north, yes.
According to the Idaho,
Casey's part of that.
It says a far-right blog post on social media that the group promoting the alleged hate crime in Coeur d'Alene has a long history of hate hoaxes in the past and blamed the Human Rights Education Institute for manipulating the situation for political gain. The Tribune's post referenced the Education Institute's employment of Rachel Dolezal, a former NAACP leader and white woman who became known for claiming she was black. I mean, we know all about that. But
yes, but I think we have Casey on with us now. Can you hear us now, brother?
I can, and I heard Rachel Dolezal's name too. So now I got
there
my
you
attention.
Go.
Yeah. I'm here with
Well, thanks.
Sam
you
want
to how did I do describing that? Did you hear me describe it? And let me toss it to you to tell what happened.
I didn't hear anything you said.
Okay.
So
well, I was just trying to give a synopsis, but you go ahead. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm here with my friend, too, real quickly, Sam Bushman, CEO of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association and radio show host of Liberty Roundtable Live. And Samuel,
happy to be here. Thanks for having me, guys.
Happy to have you.
And yeah, so thanks for joining me, Sam. We met at the Dixie Republic. I remember the Dixie Republic.
Sir. Absolutely.
Yeah,
delighted to be there, and it was an honor, sir.
Same here, sir. Let me let you guys describe what has been going on in northern Idaho, and then we can, after we go through this story, folks, we'll take some callers for both Kevin and about this incident.
Okay, great. Yeah, and if you could play that 911 audio call, too, before we take the callers, that would be awesome, because I'd like to hear their thoughts on this call. It's really, it'll be great. So March 21st, around 10 o'clock or so in the evening, there was a phone call placed by a reporting party, Robert Moyer, and he's actually a donor to the University of Utah, and the University of Utah women's basketball team was staying at the Coeur d'Alene Resort during the NCAA tournament at Gonzaga University at the time last week, and so they were on their way to a local pub called Crafted. And on the way there, apparently Robert reported that someone had driven by and yelled, let's just say F, the F word and the N word for radio's sake. And they were scared. Apparently at the time they went to the restaurant, were there for 2 hours. And then they went, as soon as they left the restaurant, it happened again. And we'll listen to the 911 audio call so people can get more context from this. Because I want them to hear this person reporting it. And since that 911 call, I've exposed that through public record requests as an expose, as an exclusive. And then yesterday, I just released the body camera footage of the police taking this guy's police, incident report at the resort. And it's very interesting. So there's been a lot of blowback now because there was a press conference held just a couple of days ago by the city of Coeur d'Alene and an organization called the Kootenai County Task Force on Human Relations. And that conference was really interesting. We asked what law was broken. There hasn't been a law broken, but they're looking into a charge of malicious harassment and two other charges. And so far, there have been no victims that have come forward. They have no suspects. They do have a video now, I guess, of a truck. But there's no video.
Oh, okay.
And so there were 100 people in this group, women from the basketball team, cheerleaders, and band members. So there's only 3 black women on the basketball team, and then of course you'll have some other people in the cheerleading and band that are probably black, but they're not all black. So that's kind of how they painted it, was that there's this group of 100 people going downtown Coeur d'Alene, and then someone drove by, revved their engines. We're shouting at them. No video, no lead, no real leads that we know of. And again, this is starting to blow up on these people reporting this incident.
And I think the 911 call is the place to start, because the reporting on this, the behind the scenes information is very, very telling to make up your own mind about what you think went on. But when you literally have no perpetrators that are discovered, you have allegations that are made up in this way, what they're really trying to do is raise funding and turn the whole nation into so-called a racist, where they can say, you guys are so racist, so out of control, we've got to control the whole nation. This is about control, really, and this is about money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the Kootenai County Task Force on Human, the task force, they actually created our local Human Rights Education Institute, where you were mentioning Rachel Dolezal, who was the director of that institute. This same group, this basically the same group, the Kootenai County Task Force, held the press conference. They do this every year. There's usually, either it's Patriot Front or there's an accreditation issue at the college due to an equality issue where they have to jump in. And this is just kind of their MO. But this time they put the cart before the horse. And there's a lot of blowback. When you hear this, maybe you can just play the 911 call for people right now. and they can get a feel
can
for...
Can you play that, Frank?
Well, what's going on here?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, he's bringing it up there. It just does seem very manufactured. I mean, they're going after the thought crime. I'm sorry, I got kicked off of Skype there for for some reason for a couple of minutes, but I'm glad that you guys kept on covering this, and I saw, you know... press conference, you know, it just, it's like they setting something up. They do this. The SPLC down in Alabama, I think it was O'Keefe, James O'Keefe, that was, you know, recording them. And they admitted going out trying to create these incidents for funding. I mean, to keep themselves employed and also, just like you said, means of total control. I do believe that's what's going on. And if you have that, if you get that up, Frank, let us know. We'll let folks hear the 911 call, or at least part of it.
Y'all know what malicious harassment is defined as in Idaho?
What's that?
It says it shall be unlawful for any person maliciously and with a specific intent to intimidate or harass another person because of that person's race, color, religion, ancestry, or national origin. I've noticed that they've been passing a lot of laws silently that aren't deliberately taking away freedoms of speech, but targeting race, religion, creed, stuff of that nature. And they've been doing that all over the country.
Yes, sir. Now I think we're ready to play that clip. Okay, this is the part of the 911 call that the Mr. Moyers made.
What's Robert, or is oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Speaking. How you doing?
I'm all right. So you're saying that you would classify what happened as some sort of hate crime. Where did this occur?
I don't know what to call it exactly. You want me to summarize, or do I need to give a statement, or what are we doing here?
Well, is someone harassing you over the phone or something, or what?
No. We are here as the guests of the NCAA, and they put us here at the Coeur d'Alene Resort. So we are in Coeur d'Alene, and we have a party of about 100, and many of those people are of color. That would be black, which doesn't seem to work too well here in this wonderful place. And the party of 100 was walking to one of your restaurants, and two cars that were racing up and down your streets, but nobody paid attention to that. Totally, I guess, non-relevant. Made a point to start yelling F and N, and I'll just use the N, just you can figure that out. And continued to race up and down your main street on the way to the pub with 100 guests from the NCAA, just appalled. I mean appalled. That stuff may work here. I don't know. But it doesn't work. So, we go to dinner, 100 people, bringing money to your economy. We didn't ask to be here, but that's where the NCAA put us. NCAA is a national collegiate organization. I'm sure you know that.
Yep.
And we left. We went out after. And guess what? There's three more cars all racing down your main street. And guess what they did? F and N. And you know what? Again, I could call it many things, and just for the record, and I apologize to you, but it's not unknown what has gone on in this region in the past. So there are people that it's discussed and whatever, that's the past. But there is, let's just say there might be a stigma or history, but let's just put that in the past. We just experienced that. And let me tell you this, sir. There are petrified young ladies that are here for a basketball tournament to play nationally televised games on Saturday and on Monday. And it is not right. Now, you can't control what many of, obviously, your hillbilly white trash people do. But what you can control, sir, is very blatant and obvious racing down your main street, rednecks, revving engines, nobody's going to forgive because there's already been calls made to get us the hell out of here. Okay? It's gone from talking about basketball tournaments to races. And they're afraid. They're afraid. And I am not being dramatic. Okay? It's very sad because this is a beautiful town. I grew up in the Northwest. I'm 62 years old. Okay? Maybe you or somebody, and I don't mean you, I apologize, but somebody on that end may want to wake up, may want to maybe just pay attention to your Main Street. Maybe for the next 3 days, put out an alert. There are going to be African Americans in this town. Young women. Okay? And this is such a bad look. Such a bad look. Nobody got murdered. Nobody's dying. No traffic, no crimes in this sleepy little hamlet. But these are the kind of things that do not bode well for your community, especially on what may be a national setting and when the narrative tomorrow morning or tonight is, what the hell are you guys doing? Hey, I'll file a report. I'll do whatever you want. But I don't know whether you want to put guards out. I don't know, but these girls are petrified. Okay. And some of the adults who are African American. It's sad. So that's my story for tonight. Okay?
All right, so do you have descriptions of any of the vehicles or anything like that? But
there was two pickup trucks racing their motors. One was white, one was black, one was like some souped up, you know. It was obviously what they were doing. And they were racing and revving down the street. We were at the tap house. It's up the main street. Nice place. They had arranged for us to go there. And again, we're walking from the hotel. We're at the Coeur d'Alene Resort.
That's pretty good, Frank.
Easy targets, I guess.
Yeah.
And Frank and Sam Bushman, let me just chime in here really quick. This guy basically says the vehicle, one was black, one was white. How convenient of a contrast can the two vehicles be? And the real question is, hey, you know what? If they harassed you when they came in, when you guys walked into the restaurant, and then they harassed you after the fact as well, did you get any license plates? As far as we understand, there's no license plate numbers. Nobody, none of those 100 people wrote it down, even though they were harassed, and then 2 hours later harassed again. No one got a license plate, right?
He said, this is my story.
Yeah, he did say it's a story.
It's not.
It sounded scripted, I agree.
When he gives the police report, so if people go to my Twitter, which is @Casey_Whalen, that's Whalen, I went and filmed the press conference, ask a couple questions. You can get a real feel for this thing. You can also go watch the body camera footage, which is at the very top of my Twitter account. And you can kind of compare things and see this. A lot of people are saying that this guy was drunk. And so, but when he gets his reporting for the incident report to the police officer, he mentions the word narrative. So there's a lot of telltale signs that something's going on here.
Who is this guy? I'm sorry to cut you off again, but who is this guy exactly? I want to do a little bit of digging into who this guy is.
We don't really know, because in the audio of the 911 call, he's asked for his middle initial, and he says, you don't need that, or it's not important. So we really, we're trying to figure it out. We still don't really know, honestly.
Mm. Supposedly, he's a big donor to the University of Utah, Bill Moyers. And, you know, that name struck me. Well, remember that other Moyers guy? You know, he was part of the media and all. So it does sound like it's manufactured to me. I mean, oh, my God, call out the National Guard. Somebody said the N-word. You know, really?
We have, and cameras.
Well, and the interesting thing, and if you look at the 911 call, he doesn't swear. But if you look at the body cam, you know, interview to get down all the supposed facts and details, take his verbal statement, if you will, he's throwing down F-bombs left and right in that, even to the cop with the body cam.
Wow. Yeah, if you can, Steve, send me that information when we get off air or something like that, because I want to look into that.
Gentlemen, that what we need here, though, is we need basically license plate numbers. If you literally have somebody harass right. you, and it's happening up and down, racing up and down like they're saying, surely one of the 100 people could get a license plate number of at least one of the two vehicles the right. first time, three vehicles the second time. So supposedly we're talking about either three vehicles or five. You'd have to clarify his statements a little better. But no license plate number at all. They harass you. Then 2 hours later, they harass you again, and no one gets a license plate of any kind. I mean, this guy went so far in the body cam to say there was four people packed into this one souped-up vehicle. So he noted how many people were in the car, everything. But no license plate numbers, right?
No video footage? With how much how many people have phones? Like, you record crazy stuff. Like, do you remember the, we got a Trumper over here, and then the guy gets shot? The guy gets killed because of it? We got video of that. But we can't get video of two trucks speeding down highways, yelling racial slurs. Come on.
Yeah. And doing back and doing it 2 hours later, that's another telltale sign. It's like, okay, we got this harassment coming in. Are you guys ready when we go out? We got to make sure we document this. I mean, is that too far of a stretch to say that when that didn't happen, what does that mean? And how come we're not hearing from some of these players either?
Indeed. When anyone
main strip there in Coeur d'Alene on Sherman Avenue, that there, you can't race down that street because there's stoplights every intersection, which is not very far apart. So there's a lot of things. People are calling him a racist now, actually, and we have senators that are writing letters to their constituents about this issue, and it's really egg on the face of the people that are behind this, honestly.
But you know what? As big as it's blowing up and as fast as they're making it blow up through the partner mainstream racist hate-filled media, they're literally using government hate programs to fuel this. But the faster and the more they blow this up, though, thanks to Casey Whalen and other true people with cameras and real feet on the ground, they're not able to get away with it, though. It's being exposed as fast as it's being blown up now.
Mm-hmm. That's the great thing about technology is it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah, and it was conveniently, mentioned the Confederate flag. I'm sorry, Casey, go ahead.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah, you're right. That was an excellent point, actually. In all of the information, the police report, the 911 call, there's everything. There's no mention of a Confederate flag ever. So I think they just added that to the narrative. This was very convenient.
Yeah, because that's the whole cliche, you know, white, you know, supremacist type of thing, the Confederate flag, the South, you know, bring back the South and this and that. So, yeah, that's a totally cliche thing that they would add into the story.
Yeah, and
just bring back the South because it's northern Idaho. I find that interesting as well. Yeah, we have an event for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA. Former Sheriff Richard Mack is the founder. I'm the CEO of the organization. And the reason that we bring this up is because we have a huge event on April the 17th. It's an all-day event in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Ahern Hotel. Get your tickets. Go to thelibertyconference.com. to register, thelibertyconference.com. And basically the whole purpose, what we're getting at for this event is we're going to be partnering with General Flynn and several others to create programs for this fifth generation warfare stuff. What we're seeing in our streets is it's not we're going to basically, you know, like the old British time line up and have a war. It's not guerrilla warfare like in Vietnam kind of stuff. It's an information warfare. And it's a manipulation of the public's understanding warfare. And this directly relates to this, where they're basically, was there a grain of truth to it? Maybe. I mean, there might have been a truck. Were they yelling obscenities? Possibly. But it could be Ray Epps in the truck to make the point. Now, I know it's not Ray Epps, maybe. I'm just kind of saying it could be that kind of provocateur people, too. Not only do we need to identify who done it, if they really did do it, then the question is, what are their origins? How are they paid? Follow the money. Who are they? Okay, that all needs to happen. And my point with this is the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, we have a training and a press conference on Wednesday, April 17th. If you go to either thelibertyconference.com to sign up or to read about it in a flyer, go to cspoa.org. Either way, though, we're going to be training sheriffs to understand this happening in their streets because you ain't seen nothing yet. This is the test bed, the staging ground to see how well this dishonest, manipulated narrative flies. But they're planning to take these kind of things nationwide. The next bet, they'll take on some southern city that somehow, you know, racially, and then they'll, and this is just going to grow, Casey, is the point.
Yeah, what I want to say is they're creating this strife.
Is that posted on the website? The one named on April
13th? It better be, and if it's not, let me know, and we'll fix that yesterday.
Yeah, Sheriff Mack will be in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, on April 13th at the Altar Church. There's a public presentation from 2 to 5 p.m., so that's at the Alder Church in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, on April 13th, if anybody's interested, and get more information at cspoa.org.
Yeah. Thanks, Stephen. My theory on all that is, you know, they're trying to not incentivize police to get hired on. They're losing a lot of police force on top of the fact that they're not gaining any police force. And my theory behind that is they're deliberately causing a strife so they have a reason to move in with a federal force because, you know, we have National Guard and what have you. And I feel, you know, when you create that vacuum, something's got to fill that vacuum. And throughout history, you've always had some sort of protective, like protector class, per se, to where they protect the citizens of that, you know, domicile or that, you know, nation or, you know, whatever. So, yeah, I feel like this is an intentional deliberate, like they're deliberately trying to remove that public sector with the police force and what have you on the local level so they can step in with a federal level and then basically control us even further.
I think that's,
yeah, that's exactly what,
probably
that's,
true. That's, yeah.
Well, if I may, that's exactly what's happening through a federal program called United Against Hate, which is being hosted by the DOJ and FBI, partnering with local community groups. So we can talk
about
that.
We'll break it down in just a second.
We'll be right back after the break, folks.
Right.
I am a bold marauder in its hi-ho hey. I am a white destroyer, for I will show you silver and gold, and I will bring you treasure. I will wave a widowing flag, and I will be your lover, and I will show you grotto and cave and sacrificial altar. And I will show you.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Criminals, you listen to Thought Crime Live on Republic Broadcasting Network, and they just won't leave us alone is the thing. It's old long-haired country boy. I wish they'd leave us alone too, but we've been talking about what seems to be a manufactured hate incident in northern Idaho. And right before the break, you were saying that this is, Casey, this was a plan to bring in a federal, you know, basically a stand-in army for us. And listen, we will get to the callers after I let them finish. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, we've talked about this a lot on RBN over the last year or two, but there's a federal program launched by the U.S. District Attorney's Office under Attorney General Merrick Garland in 2022 at the White House on September 2022 called United We Stand. And at that event, he announced a new program called United Against Hate, in which all 94 of the U.S. District Attorney's Offices would participate in this program. To basically create liaisons to work with local community groups, and they would host these public events and inform the public of how to report hate incidents and hate crimes. And we can go more into that maybe some other time. But essentially, if you go watch the press conference from this presser from the NCAA issue that happened here, they actually explicitly say, this Kootenai County Task Force on Human Relations, say that they are working with the FBI and DOJ, and they have held this United Against Hate event with the DOJ and FBI. So they're all in bed together, and this is just another corroborated effort to set this up for the DOJ to come in and spike the ball. That's how I'm seeing it. And you can get more
just to be very clear, when everybody was so shocked that, you know, when mom goes down to the school board meeting, or, you know, somehow it's all of a sudden mom's this racist, you know, anti-government terrorist or something like this, and then it goes all the way to the FBI or the Justice Department. This is the coordination that they've developed behind the scenes. They've partnered with non-governmental organizations, NGOs, to get funding, to get training, to get articles published, etc. They're partnering with the media and these NGOs to where it's not all government. But it's partnering with government, and that's how they get these cooperatives through these fusion centers, where the local is tied into straight to the FBI via these fusion centers. Casey, I think we should talk about that and help people understand. We've connected all the dots on this stuff. We've got all the pay dirt in terms of details behind the scenes of what they've done. They've taken Mary McCord, a lady who used to be a Justice Department official. They put her in a private college, but now she runs this agenda to tie this to your local community via these fusion centers.
Oh, yeah. From my understanding, there's CIA basically everywhere.
Yeah, the fusion centers are integral to all this, absolutely. And that's what we found out through public records requests locally. For instance, a lady that runs this North Idaho Pride Alliance, or she's part of it, and they're the group that hosted this Pride in the Park event 2 years ago where Patriot Front was arrested. And I have a federal document that she's trying to get federal funding for security for these events. And there's something that she reports to called NTAS, and that's the National Terrorist Advisory System. And if you do a search for that, it'll take you to a program called See Something, Say Something. and it'll ask you what state you're in. You go to your state, it will take you to your state's fusion center, basically. That's what in Idaho, mm-hmm. it takes you to the ICIC2, or the ICIC, which is the Idaho Criminal Intelligence Center, which is run by the Idaho State Police. And there's even a member of the Idaho State Police on the board of the North Idaho Pride Alliance, which is hosting our local Pride event. So there's this insane conflict of interest that people need to become more aware of. And you can get more information on these programs at my Substack, which is caseywhalen.substack.com. There's also videos of these United Against Hate events on my Rumble channel, which is North Idaho Exposed. You can see those in their full context, and they are now starting to target schools with this program to report hate.
And their real agenda is to create a national police force to either replace or co-opt local, you know, police units, whatever you want to call them, all across the country to kind of have them become part of this. And eventually it'll just be national police force with a coordinated local front to make you believe it's still local, when it's really not. It's controlled by this national agenda, national vein center called these fusion centers. That's really where they're going, is turning all the cops into a national police force. That's where they want to go, and that's what we need to guard against and reject.
Yep, I just found it on their DHS.gov website. The state threat assessment system helps safeguard the communities of California by serving as a dynamic security nexus compromised to the state for regionals and a major urban area fusion center. The four regional fusion centers mirror California's four federal districts.
That's why I call this the USSA. Now, this is what the Red Terror looks like in our day and time, and in the quote American culture. They're going to be doing more and more of this as time goes on. And I really appreciate you guys documenting that and trying to expose it. I do believe this perception management right now, what we're doing now, is where the real fight is taking place more than anywhere else. And, you know, that's why I do this. I can't stop doing it, it seems like. And I want to thank y'all for joining me. We could take some calls now. If you guys have a question or a comment for any of my guests, 512-248-8252. And first up, I have David in San Francisco. Dave, thanks for the call.
Oh, no trouble. You know, I was going to wonder, have you all ever read the Three Musketeers book?
A long time ago.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but if you ask me details, I won't remember.
Well, I'll run it back. I recommend that author, because he was, that was Alexander Dumas. French guy, and he wrote like in the mid-1800s, and he was writing about how horrible it was. You know, after the American Revolution, the French had theirs, right? And they kicked out a king, but they were surrounded by other kingdoms. We here in America had nothing but oceans surrounding us, but they had other kingdoms on either side of them. And the idea of trying to keep a brand new republic free from a king, all of those kings came in with their tricks and ripped apart France for decades. It was well into the 1860s by the time it calmed down. And so if you read Alexander Dumas, and he has a whole bunch of different books, and they all describe these stupid intrigues, you know, where one gang is fighting with another one, but it's a big money gang that has a PR team. And so they come up with these elaborate stories about how wonderful they are. They're this dictator A is better than cream cheese, and dictator B, no, he's as good as fine beer on an afternoon, you know. They come up with these different stories about themselves, and they get the average person to have to live through this mess. So it really gives inspiration to read Alexander Dumas. And when I heard the last caller talking about them, we got to watch about them. Well, how expensive is me being paranoid about them? You know, it's wasting tax dollars to be worried about somebody's paranoia. You better, you know, this whole anti-immigrant thing at the border, they say at worst 2% are corrupt, right? 98% are good families trying to move to America.
Well, you know, why?
And they're going to spend tax dollars on bigots.
So what, Dave? We're broke.
Tax dollars on bigots. It's a bigot investment fund. You know, the idea that they would hate, they would ruin America's reputation for their bigotry. America used to be a land of the free,
Dave, I'm sorry,
and the home of the brave.
Off, man, because
sounds like a pack of cowards.
We're standing
cowards and
now,
bigots.
They have us on the list. You know, they put us on the list. The SPLCIA has the Dixie Republic on their little hate map. You know, if you stand up for yourself and say,
"Well, how
no,
much do you
I
hate?
Don't want them," they don't hate. I hate what they're doing. You know, and I love my kids and my grandkids, and I want a future for them. And they are destroying that. They have done it since they took over this place in
the
Constitution.
How much do I have to pay for? How much of my tax dollars are going to chase after your day?
Less than
where is it down?
Very little of your tax dollars are going after that. Nothing, in fact. In fact, what's going on is our tax dollars are just paying interest on the money that we've already borrowed. It's completely manufactured. Man, Dave, I'm sorry. You seem like you're kind of in la la land there, but I do appreciate you listening and for the call. But I mean, you know, it's like and all states are border states now. They're flying them in with, you know, with your tax dollars. That's what your tax dollars are going to. Not even your tax dollars, really. They're borrowing money to do this. You know, they're bringing people in and an invasion, basically. And whatever is going to happen with this coming up selection, they have it set up so perfectly that if Biden was to give amnesty, you know, then boom, he's a dictator. You know, that's a one-party system here from now on out. And I think that is exactly what is planned. I saw where they're going to be settling these people in Tennessee. You know, local sheriffs are being warned or whatever, told that, you know, we're going to bring these people in. And so they're making it against the law to kick them out of your house if they're squatting. Okay? This is an invasion, man. That's what's happening. Go ahead, sir.
Do y'all remember Biden Biden-Harris t-shirts that were going on at the border where a lot of illegals were wearing those shirts? I did a background into looking into where those came from. They came from an Etsy store, and that was controlled by Black Lives Matter.
Yeah,
Black Lives Matter was...
I've seen caravans of people walking up there, and they're chanting Biden, and then this TikTok influencer who was illegal himself and was advising all the other ones coming in how to scam the system, how to rip us off. You know, it's just he called him Daddy Biden. You know, our government is against us. Our government is trying to destroy us. If people can't see that, then man, you know, go ahead and watch a football game or something. You know. But anyway, I'm sorry. That just that kind of made me just go, what? Okay, so listen, let me go. We have some more
legally.
Yeah, another caller. I'm sorry. Sorry, Kevin. Let me do that, and we'll go to our other callers. Okay. Next up is Bob in D.C. Bob, thank you for calling, sir.
Yes, hello, Stephen and gang. I just want to throw out there that these are massive distractions all around, and the way you fight a distraction, such a distraction, is you revert it back to the true evil, the true hate, which is Gaza, which is Israelis murdering Palestinians by the tens of thousands. You admit that such things that are happening in Dakota, North, wherever, Idaho, wherever they're happening are bad, whether true or not, such things would be bad. But the real evil is Gaza. The real evil is Israelis murdering Palestinians by the tens of thousands. Always revert back to that one issue. You're going to shut down a lot of these problems.
That's the hard thing, is because they've created such a protected class with themselves, it's hard to even chastise the Jewish nation because of this self-bastardization that they've done throughout the centuries.
Well, do it
Thank
anyway.
You. Thank you both. Yeah, and I agree. A lot of this is to keep people not to talk about that. There's a there starving those people to death. And I mentioned in the last hour how they had this Live Aid thing, you know, back in the 80s. I remember that the whole world comes together. What's it, Bob Geldof did that or something? You know, where's the Live Aid and the stuff for Gaza? It just, that's happening right in front of us, you know. And also the war in Ukraine, they are sending kids now to the front line that are not aren't even shaving yet. It looks like they're going to give them a Panzerfaust too. I mean, what is this? It's destroying that country too. And I believe that they will continue to ramp that up. Go ahead, sir.
I found documents on the dark web where there's this hacker team called ZackNet that managed to exfiltrate a bunch of Ukrainian documents, and it basically showed that they were basically just asking numerous countries for money. They're getting like millions upon billions of dollars sent to them, and it's basically all just a laundering scheme. And this is per those Ukrainian documents that was exfiltrated. But of course you're not going to see any of that because the media is not going to report on that. And I found these on the dark web. I didn't find this on like a clear net or anything like that. Like, I actually had to dig on the websites that aren't, you know, public type of thing. So it's hidden that this is just a proxy war. They're just using this to funnel money through there, because then it just gets sent back to Democratic donors or Democrat politicians and stuff. Look at Sam Bankman-Fried. He got caught up with his Bitcoin cryptocurrency, showing that he was taking the money that was being put into his cryptocurrency and then doling it back out to Democrat politicians and stuff. And now he's sitting in jail. But why aren't the politicians sitting in jail, the ones that utilized his system?
And why haven't the politicians given the money back? You know, they don't return it. You know, these people are just milking us dry. They're slaughtering us like cattle. I agree. I really appreciate you pointing that out too, Bob, because while we're talking about all these other things, I mean, they are being done here and to us. So it's not just a distraction in that sense, but as long as we're talking about that, then we're not calling out our quote unquote government for the genocide they're creating and supporting over in Israel, or the empire that they're supporting with all our military too. You know, this is that's one thing that really infuriates me, is these masters of war. And listen, is there anything else you'd like before I go to the next caller, Bob? Let me give you one last shout. I think maybe that Bob, thanks a lot for the call, Bob. And next up, I have Luca Mino. Luca, how are you? Thanks for the call, sir.
How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm on fire, man. You know, how about yourself?
I can see that. I just want to let you know very few things, and I'll let other people on, okay? First of all, you are the salt of the earth, okay? People like you are the true warriors that stand up when we have to. And you have to go as far as to giving your life if need be. That's what warriors do, okay? And that comes from strong men. So they couldn't pull this stuff off. I almost swore, but I didn't. They couldn't pull this stuff off with strong men, okay? So they dumb us down for over 70 years. They've been dumbing us down with you know, with fluoride, with all the other stuff. We know our list, right?
Yes.
And it's not Biden. It's the people on top of him putting the strings. Oh, we're going to do this. We're going to have Biden say this. We're going to have Trudeau say this. It's all set up for us to fail. It's not the heads of state. People have to decide very quickly, you know, if they want to be a sheep and go to the slaughter themselves, or if they want to stand up and help, you know, defend life and defend love and all the good things they're trying to kill. But I wanted to honor your father, okay? I wanted to honor your father.
Yes.
I'm trying to do this very quickly. And you sent me a beautiful picture of a 10-year-old boy giving your dad a salute the day before your dad died, okay? This is what war is for. War is to destroy us all. And I just want you I wanted to honor you about the story about your father and the killing, you know, the senseless killing, right?
Thanks. Thanks for mentioning that, Luca. Yeah, my dad was one of Merrill's Marauders, if y'all don't know that, and World War II, and it really, that damaged him. Everybody goes to war is been damaged by it as much as a casualty, right? And it's done that with other people in my family in the next generation down, too, that one was in Iraq, and that destroyed this man. And now I just saw the flag-draped coffin getting off the plane this morning of the young guy who was killed in boot camp down at what used to, I think it used to be Fort Benning, Fort Moore now. And, man, that kid, he's just a kid to me. I mean, he was 24 years old at the time. I think he might have been about 14 when he was giving that salute to my dad. And it troubles me that those kids, they kind of idolized my dad, and they ended up joining the military. And we have got to stop supporting this beast any way we can. Yep. You know, people don't do that, you know? Yeah, thanks a lot for bringing that up, Luca.
Stephen, people have to realize it's not about honoring. Okay, you want to defend your country? Find out who your country is serving first. How's that?
Mm-hmm. Who they stand.
Absolutely.
The same people that destroyed... The same people that destroyed Germany in World War II are doing the same thing to America. It's time to wake up. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for calling. I agree completely about that, and also what they did to the Confederacy. That, in my opinion, that was the first Bolshevik revolution, unless you consider the ones in 48 that they attempted in Europe, or maybe even you might consider the French Revolution the first one, too. That was Jacobin. There weren't any, you know, but that the same people have been doing this for some time, and they're in charge now. They're in charge of Israel. They're in charge of our Federal Reserve. You know,
if I have to
go ahead, sir.
If I have to give my life, I will. Okay, because I have nothing to lose anymore. I lost my entire family because of my stance on the J word. Okay, and on the H word that I don't have to pronounce. I don't have anything to lose anymore. We have to be brave and face. face the fire, I guess. And I really applaud you for doing that. It's wonderful to see you waking people up like that.
This is Sam Bushman chiming in to answer the question. I agree that we've got to stand up and we've got to be dedicated to our cause 100%, but we've got to be careful that we think through which battles we want to pick. We can't fight every battle. We can't die on every hill. And I'm not here to debate which battles each of us choose. I'm just here to say we've got to be strategic and wise about this. Wise as serpents, harmless as doves, kind of a thing. We've got to be very careful that we realize which battles we're choosing and why. And you know, you just can't deal with everything all at the same time.
No, it's called research. People have to research. And trust in themselves, you know. Thanks for the call, guys. Got to go.
Thanks a lot, Luke. Yeah, and that's a good point. We have to not go and can't fix everything all at once. And I think most of the planning will be done in person. If it's anything like that, we were talking about that earlier. There's going to be an event at the Dixie Republic. You guys were talking about your events early on. April the 20th, Saturday, there's going to be a strong arm contest that evening, and I was at one last September. It was great. There'll be other events there at the Dixie Republic this year. I mean, and it is that place, because of its association with the League of the South, they say, is on the SPLC hate map, you know, heat map is what they call it, but it's making us talk.
You know, just for the record, too.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Southern Poverty Law Center literally worked and put my name, along with my dear friend James Edwards of the Political Cesspool, put our names into Congress. They added it. It's on the congressional record 2 years in a row where they say we're the nexus of hate and anti-government in America. And so this is how evil it's gotten. So Sam Bushman, a talk show host for almost 30 years, literally been around forever. I've never advocated for violence or anything like that. Now me and James Edwards are the nexus of hate and anti-government. And it's on the congressional record due to these clowns. And so we've really got to start to realize they're playing for keeps, people.
Take it as an honor, because now you're a part of history.
I was going to say that is an honor. Yeah, I agree.
Honestly, you can trash me all you want, but that is pretty dope to be thinking like, now you can look my name up in a congressional record. You can find that online like that. Honestly, that's pretty cool.
Well, I know what you're saying, and it's really cool, except part of the problem is that it puts your family in harm's way, right? Which, you know, we've got to deal with. I understand that, but these clowns are playing for keep is the point.
Yeah, I'm not degrading that sense that you're in danger, but I'm just saying the fact that since like 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now, you can look your name up and see it in the congressional record. Yeah, you deal through this strife and shit, but
Yeah, yeah, I agree that this is serious. I mean, it started out when I said thought crime. That was just kind of, okay, that's man, this really is getting to that point. They have coming after Virginia Dare, and they're making all these lists, and it's scary. If you stand up, I understand why people may not want to stand up to this, because they're making examples. Look what they did for the January 6th people, too. I wanted to say to the listeners, if you'd like to write, you could write letters to the people who are locked down in the gulag. If you go to stophate.com, there's a link there to get to January 6th prisoners who are, you know, languishing in the gulag. And I know that we'd probably love to get a letter from somebody out here, you know, that doesn't blame them for what they say, you know. And hey, thanks very much for joining me, Kevin.
I 100% support StopHate.com. Also, check out our conference, CSPOA.org. Would love to see you all there.
Thanks for joining me, Sam and Casey and Kevin. Hey, remember, guys, a thought crime a day helps keep tyranny at bay. Heck, join me next week.
Health Simple with Kalwada Shilaji, Fact Bit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yoga vaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.